Live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, riding solo today. I'm the Lakers Insider for Lakers Daily. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Tyronn Lue agreeing reportedly to an extension of like $70 million over 5 years with the Los Angeles Clippers, and how that impacts the Lakers head coaching situation. We also got a new kind of, wave of leaks, and reporting from the Lakers on their head coaching search. So I'll be responding and reacting to some of that, and adding some of my own context to it. We'll also be talking about James Borrego, whose name keeps on coming up in one way or another. It came up today as he was apparently interviewing with the Lakers and is getting ready, apparently, to interview with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So we'll talk about that. And then we also got more assistant coach names by way of Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times. One of those names is somebody who Laker fans have been clamoring for quite a bit, Rajon Rondo. I'll discuss part of why he hadn't come up previously with Darvin Ham and why he might be coming up now. So we have all of that, plus some of your questions if you leave super comments over the course of the show. A quick reminder, please do hit subscribe on your, if you're watching on YouTube right now, and if you're watching on Twitter, please head on over to YouTube, and you can find us at youtube.com/@LakersLounge, and you could subscribe to the show there. If you guys are listening to tomorrow, or I guess today, by the time you guys are listening to this, in podcast form, please do hit subscribe wherever it is that you get your podcast, preferably at Odyssey. And we'll get going. A quick apology for the way that I sound. I, again, for those of you who have kids, you know, it's just a matter of time. As soon as they cough, you know, you're eventually going to have a cough. If they get the stomach flu, you know, you're going to have a rough 24 hours or so. And then you're going to deal with it yourself. That's just how this goes. I've taken my Robitussin. I have orange juice here in front of me instead of wine tonight. We are going to be fighting through this thing as best as we possibly can. Also made a little change to the background there. And I'm trying to convince my wife to let me get a smoke screen so that we can add it to the show. I don't know if she heard that. We'll see. We'll find out if I sleep on the couch tonight. But yeah, we will continue to kind of make tweaks and stuff to the presentation here. One of them being the hourglass behind me. And we'll keep on seeing what we can add to it as well. Also added Avery right back there too, because she's adorable. We'll get going though. Apparently, Woj went on, or not apparently, Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN went on ESPN and offered up the latest on the Lakers head coaching search after Tyronn Lue signed to his extension. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, Ty Lue was never really on. Is a part of that search. But the Lakers now are starting to bring in candidates for longer, in-depth interviews. They had a series of, I think, kind of get-to-know-you interviews with people they didn't know as well. I'm told that New Orleans top assistant James Borrego is meeting with the Lakers today in L.A. This is his second meeting. He was the head coach in Charlotte for 3 years, got progressively better each year, an elite NBA offense in Charlotte, and you saw the work he did with Zion Williamson and that team. He's a very serious candidate in this Lakers search, but they're going to bring in more. And there's going to be, I think, over the next few weeks, you're going to see, you know, more candidates come back in and dig a little deeper with the Lakers on this head coaching job. You know, they're nowhere close on this one.
That last bit, I think, is the most notable bit, right? We'll talk about James Borrego here in a little bit, but the last bit there, that this is a revolving situation that, or an evolving situation, feels like it's revolving, that we're just going to kind of on a ring around right now. But it is an evolving situation that is going to take weeks, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. And then also, you know, that they are nowhere close is certainly, I think what the Lakers would like everybody to think, and that's just not how I view the situation. That's not to say that obviously Woj is incredibly well plugged in. Rob Pelinka has been on Woj's podcast in the past. Woj tends to break the biggest Lakers news. You know, he's usually the first person to actually break these things. But still, you know, we all talk to different people, and you know, the people that he's talking to want it out there a certain way, and the other people that I talk to also want it out there a certain way. And you know, it's on everybody else, I guess, to figure out what the reality of the situation actually is. I also saw Chris Haynes was on Dan Patrick, and I couldn't find the clip before I went live here tonight. But Chris Haynes went on Dan Patrick. If you guys do find that tweet where Haynes was on there, Haynes went on there and said that he would be surprised if it was anybody else but Redick. All of the everything that I've heard to this point, it would still indicate that Redick is the man. Now, whether that gets announced in the next 5 minutes or after the finals, it just kind of depends on how this thing goes. And certainly, like, it would behoove, if basically, let's just say, if Redick, like, can't come to an agreement until after the finals, it would behoove the Lakers to use that time to you know, undergo as thorough a search as they possibly can. I think that they have to balance that out with getting to work as quickly as they can with Redick, like. Man, do I want to? It's I am going to try to be careful here, but like, there's only so many ways I can say that Redick still feels like the guy, and that all of this other noise here. Like, it was funny. Dan Wojcicki in his piece said that the Lakers, I'll read the actual graph here, and I'll be referring back to this. I'm actually going to put Dan's piece in the comments so that we can come back up to there. That is Dan Wojcicki's piece that he dropped today. But Wojcicki says, quote, "The Lakers have been very tight-lipped about the search process to date." Mm-hmm. "With outside noise, a word used inside the team's building linking them to former NBA player and current broadcaster J.J. Redick." So, unquote, by the way. That's a funny graph because, like, the noise, the reason that Redick is being considered at all is because of his connection to LeBron James via that podcast, right?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You see, the Cleveland Cavaliers have an opening for their job. Redick isn't interviewing for that one. Now, Redick was a finalist for the position in Charlotte, and there are some people I've spoken to who think that he actually turned that job down, though that isn't a confirmed bit of information there. But there are enough people throughout the league who feel that that might actually be the case, that it makes me kind of wonder, well, if he turned that down, was he turning it down for an eventual job that he could eventually get? And lo and behold, he is still far and away the front runner now, even if we keep on getting all of this noise about James Borrego. The Lakers have to be kind of careful here with Borrego and make it appear as if they aren't just kind of stringing him along. And this is where, you know, the reporting can be kind of tricky. The Lakers are going to want it to appear as if they are seriously considering Borrego because they want to make him Redick's lead assistant, it would appear, if they do hire, or I guess when they do hire J.J. Redick. They want to bring in Borrego because he is seen as kind of Anthony Davis's guy, even though they only overlapped the 1 year in New Orleans. And Borrego's offense, you know, in just kind of following along to Krangis's tweets, is not that great. Like the stuff that the Lakers were, like the funny thing about the Lakers last year is that when they actually ran stuff, it was really effective. So the problem with the Lakers coaching last year wasn't the stuff that they were running. It's that you never knew when they were actually going to run something. And then when they didn't run anything, there were no like underlying principles in place. And they were terrible when they were trying to freelance. Anywho, the Borrego thing is tricky because they, you know, he is interviewing for that job in Cleveland, and that that position right now, it appears, is kind of a toss up between Kenny Atkinson of the Golden State Warriors and Borrego. Atkinson is seen as the slight leader, according to reports and according to the, you know, kind of the whispers out there. But Borrego is very much in the mix for that. And so if you're the Lakers, you want it to appear like, man, we really, really thought long and hard about making you a head coach. But hey, by the way, would you mind being an assistant for the guy that you lost out this gig to? We'll make you the lead assistant. And you get to coach Anthony Davis again as an assistant. So, yeah, all of this is, it feels very smokescreeny. You know, it just does. And this is the time of the year, by the way, where a lot of people lie. Like, we are getting into draft season. We are getting into free agency. We are getting into trade season. This is when everybody is out there lying to whoever they could talk to try to get those kinds of reports out there to spin things in a way that they want it to appear. And for the Lakers, they want it to appear like they're working long, hard nights on who their next head coach is going to be, that this decision hasn't been made when, again, as I've been saying all along, it certainly feels like it's damn near close to being made. Also, the Lakers have to be kind of careful here with Redick and his relationship with ESPN, because he's supposed to call finals games, and the Lakers are very much a league partner and a partner with ESPN, and they're going to want to do right by ESPN. So they also are going to want to, you know, make it look as if they are abiding those requests from ESPN as well. All of this is to say that despite all of today's reporting, I would still, just like Haynes, I would still be very surprised if it isn't Redick at the end of all of this. And I would be pretty surprised, like the fact that in that piece from Dan, you know, he's trying to kind of find that balance between they're really seriously considering Borrego. They consider it just noise that they're being tied to JJ Redick. If I bang on pots and pans and I make a whole bunch of noise, that I'm going to alert people to what I'm doing there. The Lakers themselves leaked that they saw JJ Redick as a Pat Riley kind of heir apparent or whatever, or he could be the next Pat Riley. You don't leak that about a guy if you want to keep things quiet. If you wanted to keep things quiet, you could have. Just don't. Nobody talk to anybody about all of this. And yet that isn't how the Lakers have done this. Every transaction period, they leak that they're all kinds of interested in all kinds of names, and it's kind of up to us to decipher what is more real than the next rumor or the next name, and relay that information out to you. And then it's up to you guys. This is where things get really, really tricky, because you have bad aggregators and bad faith aggregators out there who are, throwing out their reads of the situation based off of what we're saying without necessarily listening to it or reading it properly. And like, I don't envy people who have to go through and wade through all of these things. It is really tricky. It is really complicated. And that's just with like Los Angeles Lakers news. With like real news, like you have all of these same problems, and then it's like actual life and death type of updates, and who knows what's going on. Like, I've noticed recently Amazon's latest ploy to get my attention is I get some brand new exciting tornado warning every other night. We had some lightning the other night. We haven't had a tornado touchdown since I've been out here in 4 years in the area that I live. but that's how people get eyeballs to their applications. So here we are. Anyway, I do think the Borrego thing, I do think that they really like Wojcie said that Borrego impressed them. That doesn't surprise me. He seems like a really, you know, smart guy. And the Lakers are looking for somebody who has some X's and O's experience there to help JJ Redick. And I do think that he is somebody that they value here moving forward to be JJ's lead assistant. He's also the only person to this point that has been leaked as a possibility for their assistant coaching staff with prior head coaching experience. Everybody else would be really new to this deal. And that kind of worries me a little bit. But I do think that they really value Borrego. I do think that they really want him to be JJ Redick's lead assistant. And I do think that that's probably how this turns out. It's just a matter of how and, again, like I said the other day, when we get there. Is it going to be in this gap between the finals and or between the Western Conference finals and the finals? Is it going to be during the finals? Is it going to be later in the finals? Is it going to be after the finals so that we can keep on this charade for a few weeks now? Who knows? But here we stand. I do really quickly want to go back to the Lou thing really quick. I was told this was last Saturday, I believe, that I released my latest for Lakers Daily. I have another one in the can here. Whenever we get more clarity on the Redick thing, we might just retool it and throw it out there anyway. But I wrote that piece, you know, almost a couple weeks ago now. And what I was told with Lou, now remember, Lou is a clutch client. So that means obviously LeBron is going to be very up to date on that. And if LeBron knows what's going on there, I would imagine that the Lakers are also going to know. The Lakers were trying to see if maybe, just maybe, Tyronn Lue would be available. And they entered this whole process with the intent to not make any kind of a decision on a head coach until they knew for sure that Lue wasn't going to happen. That isn't to say that they were waiting until him to actually or waiting for him to actually sign that extension. They were waiting to know for sure that he was not going to be an option. And I think they knew that relatively quickly. Based off of my read of the situation through the sources that I have close to it, it really appears like the Lakers, you know, checked in on it, hoped maybe, but never really saw, as Woj said there at the beginning of the clip, that Lou was never a particularly practical option here for the Lakers. Just like it would be hilarious if Mike Brown somehow became available. I don't think he's going to be. I think the Kings wind up paying him. But the Lakers have an eye on that situation too. Just like, just see what kind of goes down over there. And, you know, that ever since it has appeared that Lou was not going to be available, Redick became their focus. As I've said now for a couple weeks, the Lakers have basically hoped to be wowed by JJ Redick whenever he interviewed. And, you know, I think that narrative kind of got away from them a little bit. And now they're trying to backtrack a little bit and try to get things under control, especially now that they're trying to convince Borrego to be his assistant potentially. They really, and they do like the guy. I fully trust Dan when he says that he impressed them. I fully trust Woj when he says that they are seriously considering Borrego, just not for their head coaching gig, but for Lou in particular. As I've been told kind of for a while now, Lou was not really considered, not in the way that like they didn't want Lou. They wanted Lou. It's just that they had a real good feeling that eventually, and people around the league, like nobody I spoke to, I obviously have Lakers sources, and then you have people that you talk to that are privy to situations around the league. Those league sources have very much indicated, and they've been very clear, Lou was never going anywhere. So if I knew that, you could bet your ass that the Lakers knew that, and they've moved on accordingly. And the way that they moved on, at least to this point, is that, you know, they've wanted Redick to be their guy. And we'll just see kind of what that looks like. All right. I want to go to that. I want to talk about the assistant coaching options here. All right. This is from, again, Wojcie. Quote, rumors of the Lakers staffing plans have run throughout the league during the past 2 weeks with some names most commonly mentioned, including former head coach Scott Brooks and assistants Sam Cassell and Jared Dudley. Cassell spoke to Pelinka about the Lakers head coaching position during a video call prior to this week, according to a person with knowledge of the conversation. Ex-Lakers guard Rajon Rondo has also been under consideration. All right, I'm going to come back to Rondo here at the end of the show, but Brooks is interesting. He has, more experience, I believe, than Borrego does, and I think better experience than Borrego does. He would fill a similar role on the coaching staff that as Borrego would, where he is very much an offense forward guy. My one thing there is that, like, all right, cool, you're getting your X's and O's person. Perfectly fine with that. Excuse me. I would, maybe it's Cassell, but I would also like a defensive X's and O's head coach, where you essentially have Redick as the CEO at the top of the staff, and then everything else is kind of delegated out. And again, the more head coaching experience you can surround JJ Redick with, the better. So as happy as I would be to see Jared Dudley back with the Lakers. And it was funny, last week I was at a party for my buddy Kirk, who does Pod Maverick for Mavs Moneyball, or runs Mavs Moneyball. He turned 40. So I drove out to Dallas and was with a bunch of other NBA writers who all happened to be there. And all of this was going on, I kept on saying that, like, just wait, the Jared Dudley thing is going to come next. Just wait, the Jared Dudley thing is going to come next. And now we're coming to find out that Jared Dudley is very much in that mix now as well. As much as I would like to see Jared Dudley back with the Lakers, and as much sense as Rajon Rondo makes as an assistant coach, right? Somebody who LeBron would really listen to. And as much as, like, I think Sam Cassell would be an excellent hire for the position. We'll see what his standing looks like with the Boston Celtics after they, you know, go through the finals, however that turns out. I would still like to see more head coaching experience. So I would prefer to see both Stotts and Borrego hired. I saw that David Fizdale went to Phoenix. I didn't think he was ever really going to go to the Lakers because he had previously been with the Lakers. And, I guess maybe he could have returned. I also kind of have my eye just on because Miles Simon had been with two different coaching staffs with the Lakers. So I kind of wonder if Miles Simon would go back because they really seem to like him there in the organization while he was there. So that's another name that I have my eye on a little bit here. But I would like to see, like, again, I know that people get sick of me mentioning Stan Van Gundy, but Jovan put that idea in my head, and I can't get it out of there. So I would like to see somebody with, like, you know, legitimate multi-stop head coaching experience, where they coached in multiple kinds of situations. Stan Van Gundy coached in a final series. I would like somebody with that kind of experience. And he's one of the very few people who actually checked that box. Excuse me. Damn kids. So we'll see what that kind of looks like now. I don't want to keep ripping from Wojcie's piece. I really legitimately hope that you guys read it. There is a ton there. And Wojcie is very on top of these things. And actually, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm going to. Wojcie is actually supposed to come on the show tomorrow night. So we'll have that conversation with him then. But yeah, the assistant coaches to this point and this entire process to this point has felt very player forward in a way that, like, Darvin Ham, when they hired Darvin Ham, I know LeBron tweeted about it, and I know a lot of people around the league were really happy for Darvin because he had been an assistant for so long. But that was not, like, I think Woj has said this too, that was not a decision that was made with the players in mind. It was, they really liked Darvin and they went about it that way. And that's why I've said that I could see them going in a pro player direction here this time, because we tend to see them usually, they're very much, they very much overcorrect. So they went with a not very player forward hire with Darvin Ham, and not a very player forward hire in Frank Vogel. And now they're going to go in the very pro player direction here. And I could also see them basically deciding to ride out the remainder of LeBron's career or tenure here by giving him, you know, people that he really respects and would really listen to. They've tried the other stuff. Let's see what this looks like too. I'd be on board with that, but I do think that you could supplement that with more head coaching experience. And, you know, you have five seats in your front row, five or six. Either way, you have four or five assistant coaches that you can have in your front row there on the bench. I would hope that two, if not three of those guys are, you know, former head coaches with a ton of experience who can help walk J.J. Redick through all of the situations that you're going to see unfold over the course of a NBA season. So we'll see what that looks like. We'll see who else gets kind of mentioned here in the coming weeks, apparently, according to Woj. But, you know, to put a bow on it, it does still very much feel like Redick's job to lose.